From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. Detroit's struggling car companies are looking to outside leadership as they try to remake themselves. In a surprise move today, Chrysler named Robert Nardelli, the former head of Home Depot, as its new CEO. The controversial executive is the second outsider tapped to run a Detroit auto firm in the last year. NPR's Frank Lankfit reports.
Last year, when Ford wanted to speed up its turnaround plan, it didn't look to Michigan. Instead, it turned to Seattle and a proven leader from another industry, Alan Mulally, the former head of Boeing. Now Chrysler has gone even farther afield, hiring a man who oversaw the big box retailer Home Depot. At a news conference today, Nardelli spoke about the advantages of being an outsider.
I think what I bring is a fresh set of eyes, a new perspective, if you will. As I've indicated, you know, I'm not from the auto industry. So I think it's important to know what you know and to know what you don't know.
Nardelli knows how to increase sales. He nearly doubled them at Home Depot. But he's had trouble with shareholders and public relations. He was fired last year amid a sliding stock price and anger over his pay. His severance, $210 million. Today, a reporter asked him whether his severance package would get in the way of negotiating a new contract with the United Auto Workers and its chief, Ron Gettelfinger.
I hope not. I hope it isn't. The last thing that I would want to be as part of the new Chrysler is a distraction. You know, it certainly is my hope that that doesn't become an issue. I don't think it will become an issue in my discussions with Ron. So we're really focused about where we're going versus where we've been.
Among Nardelli's challenges will be reducing Chrysler's high labor costs. Like other Detroit companies, it spends far more on things like retiree health care than its foreign competitors. The United Auto Workers refused to talk about Nardelli's hiring. But Buzz Hargrove, who runs the Canadian Auto Workers, worries about his history of cost-cutting at Home Depot.
During that time, there was a lot of workers lost their job, and there was a lot of managers left the company, and even the shareholders didn't do as well as some of the competition. So the record is of concern to us.
Some people who follow the auto industry think Nardelli's been brought in on short notice to turn the company around faster. Earlier this year, a private equity firm called Cerberus bought Chrysler. Since then, a credit squeeze has emerged on Wall Street, and the cost of borrowing money has gone up. Marianne Keller's a longtime auto analyst. She says Cerberus is now under pressure to generate more money from Chrysler to pay off its debt.
There is going to be a much greater focus on really stripping costs out of this company much faster than I think we might have anticipated. The whole acquisition process did not play out according to the script.
Cerberus could also be making a judgment that Chrysler's existing management isn't up to the task at hand. An outsider, the reasoning goes, may be more willing to make tough cuts. Sean McElinden is an economist with the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor.
It's also common on current Chrysler management that they're probably from inside and internally, they can't make the decisions, the harsh decisions that Cerberus thinks probably have to be made.
For his part, Nardelli says he doesn't want to change Chrysler's current restructuring plan, which includes cutting 13,000 jobs. He says he just wants to speed it up. Frank Lankfit, NPR News.